Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What it is, welcome to Tyrus and Tim. I'm, of course, Tyrus, my co-captain, the Tim. Normally she'd say what up today. Hello. You guys got a smirk and a face grab and a hair rub. Okay, Kat, what's going on?
Nothing.
Those were three moves that somebody's not in a good mood.
My hair's a little damp, so I'm just kind of puffing it up. You know,
you grabbed your face. You did a face grab. You were like, Whenever I grab my face, I'm not in a good mood. Like when they'll ask me.
Hey, Cam, I'm
something.
Recording. People can hear you talking to yourself in the shower. Sorry.
That's why you grabbed
people
your face.
People can hear okay. you.
I knew it was a relationship thing. Because people only grab their face when it's a relationship thing. Like I can remember
so
back when I was first married, and they'd be like, "Hey man, how's your wife?" I always grab my face. Like, she's good. We're good. You know, like there's always
we're
like a
good.
Face
it,
grab.
It doesn't bother me. It's just that he's so loud, and normally doesn't bother me. Actually, it never bothers me. I just don't know that he would want that on the recording. Of him in the shower,
right.
He takes so many like, and then he sings to himself, he whistles to himself.
Wow.
Yeah.
He really enjoys his showers.
He does.
You know, that's what happens if you consider how long you've been cooped up together with the COVID, with the pandemic, with the shutdown. I actually think you guys are doing pretty good.
I think so too.
You know, because at some point, yeah, because it either goes one way or the other, as right. Devin sarcastically pointed to her engagement ring. They got engaged, which is the best scenario.
Right.
Because you could be, I'm not going to mention any names, in situations where the only way you address each other is with profanity, yelling, and slamming doors. Not that I've seen anything like that. But I'm just saying to where just the sound of them, or quote, one of the best things I've heard, someone says, I can't even stand the smell of them anymore. Like, whenever I smell her perfume as she walks by, I just think bad thoughts. And I thought, maybe, bro, it's time to move.
Right.
No, it's fine. No, it's not. It's not fine. Her scent makes you aggressive. It's time to get out. Face the COVID. It's time to get out. Take your chances. Because, you know, I'm not calling you in jail. I'm just keeping it out there. I'm just letting
That's
you know
true, yeah.
I'm not that friend. I'm not visiting, you know, Kat, I don't know if you are or not, but like when you're on the inside, you're on the inside.
Yeah, I'm not putting myself through that.
The phone calls seem like a hassle. You know, you're a libertarian. I can't see you in good conscience accepting charges, number one, accepting the fact that it's going to be recorded. It literally goes against all your principles.
Yeah, it's like, what if you say the wrong thing on a jail phone call? Oh, remember that one time? Next thing you know,
right.
you think you're visiting, but you're in there all of a sudden.
Right.
I'm not like, oh, let me go have a convo where I know the government's listening and they're going to lock me up.
Yeah, as a libertarian, I think among your libertarian peers, they'd be like, you see Kat sell out this weekend, calling her family member in prison? Yeah, I know. Can you believe it? I can't do that. So it's, you know, it's good that you guys, you know, are better, but it's a lot to deal with when you have to deal with everyone's weirdness, you know, stuff that normally you wouldn't be around for, you're around for every day.
Right. Everything. I mean, yeah, like just constant, you know.
Like, here's something I learned since we're putting your business out there. I'll jump in. Ingrid and my daughter checked themselves in every mirror they walk by in the house. And literally it starts their day. They get ready in the giant bathroom with the giant mirrors everywhere, then walk 3 feet out there into the bedroom where there's a giant, like one of those giant mirrors that like a ghost could walk through, where they stop there and do a quick look, open the door, bam, another mirror in the living room where they again stop, and then one more time when they go out the door. Like there's, and I, at first, oh, that's funny. They, now it's really annoying. Like, and then you'll hear me go, you look fine, okay? The mirrors didn't change in 3 feet. And
yeah.
Then I hear from a six-year-old telling me, Dad, it's about angles. Get with it.
He knows about angles.
Angles. It's about angles,
that's
Dad.
Not good.
I also was, and maybe, you know what, as a libertarian cat, I know this will outrage you. I was singled out and banned from my daughter's ladies' luncheon. Her mom has ladies' luncheons where they all dress up and they do the Southern hat thing, and it's like a party. Basically, they go out to a restaurant and drink, and then the husbands have to pick them up when it's over and drive them home. You know, it's real, real fun.
I mean, I'm a chick. That sounds good to me.
Yeah. Well, my daughter decided that she was going to throw one with her first grade ladies or girls. Apparently at recess they got together, and my daughter informed them that she's going to throw a ladies' luncheon for her first. And I keep hearing ladies, and I'm like, what is – she's like – I said, you throwing a party? No, Dad. It's a ladies' luncheon. And we're going to have it at Mom's gym. And it's – oh, Dad, you can't be there. And I said, why can't I be there? She's like, it's a ladies' luncheon. There's no men allowed. So you can't come. And as a matter of fact, we don't want you in the building. So you can stay and wait for us at home. And I said, oh, you think I'm just going to sit around and wait for you to be out partying all day, and then you just going to come home and I'm just going to be waiting on you? And she was like, you don't have to look at it that way. You can take a nap. Like, because it's all in the prism of a six-year-old's mind, the things that she told me to do during her party was nap, have a snack, or do a chore. And I was like, yeah, I'll just do that while you have a party. And she was like, there's no reason to be a child about it. I'm like, you're the child.
You're six.
You know, and then I heard her whispering to her mom, like, hey, Mom, it's time to plan our luncheon, but I don't want to talk about it in front of him. I'm like, I'm him now? I don't even have a name? I'm him.
My mom would get so mad at me if I ever referred to her as her or she.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not a she, I'm your mother.
And it's not even in the right grammatical. It's like him still here. Him in the kitchen. Like, I'm not even the him. I'm just a group of hims. You know what I'm saying? Like, no respect at all. And they're planning their little party, and they're writing down their notebook, and I walk by, and they cover it up. And I'm like, I want to go to your dumb party anyway, bunch of girls, you know? And they're like, well, we're having musical chairs. And I'm like, I'm going to call it in. I'm going to call a bomb threat in. I'm gonna ruin your party. Like, they've shamed me so much over this party. Like, I'm physically, like, amped up every time I see them in their little group. Going through the little checklist, like the nanny's involved, like they're laughing, picking out flowers and colors. Like, it's a big deal. And I wasn't going to go anyways, but it's just, I didn't need to.
I didn't want to be invited to your ladies' luncheon anyway.
Yeah, I don't want to go, period. But I don't want to be told. Like, it wasn't necessary. When I heard ladies' luncheon, I realized I don't identify as a lady. So I'm not probably going to go to that party. I didn't need you to tell me that I was not welcome at the ladies' luncheon. It wasn't the Tyrison ladies' luncheon.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, I just – and well, that comes from just –
felt unnecessary to you.
Right. I'm not alone in this.
Yeah,
like, it was not necessary.
Plus, I would never want to go to anything that was called a luncheon. You know?
Right.
It's lunch. Call it lunch. A luncheon, like, it makes me seem
like...
But
it's a fancy luncheon. They have, like,
yeah,
cakes
that's what
and
I don't
teas
like.
And...
I wanna, when I'm eating, I don't want to be like, you know, I don't want to have to do, you know, get all dressed up to shove food down my gullet. You know what I'm saying?
It's basically an arrogant tea party.
Tyrus, you should have your own luncheon or brunch or lunch, whatever you want to call it.
I thought about a bros brunch. But two problems with that. I have no bros in Louisiana. I'd have to fly everybody in. Then they'd have to quarantine. And then Ingrid said, no, I'm not allowed to do that. So,
I was waiting for that last one.
Like, I'm just going to bring my homeboys in, and we're going to watch the NBA playoffs together. And no. No, I just Vashon? No. So I'll just go sit in my Xbox and wait for you to tell me to come watch 90 Day Fiancé.
Sam, did you hear
awesome.
What I go do a chore.
For reference, when you're in the shower making loud noises, we can hear you over here.
Everything.
And here's the thing. The Peloton, we got a Peloton, and it's in the same room where he works, okay? And I make noise when I work out, and I'm feeling the burn. And he's like, you're really loud. I'm like, excuse me? When I am working out, I'm a little loud. You make more noise washing your hair.
Well, I'm a quiet shower myself.
Most people are.
I think I remember seeing there's certain shampoos that elicit a verbal response. I remember the
Sassoon,
was,
yeah.
Yes, yeah, there was that That's commercial where
he's like, ugh,
yeah,
ugh, like, ugh.
Literally the shampoo was orgasmic practically.
Yeah, I'm like, are you
amazing experience? Yeah. Apparently he really enjoys running fingers through his wet hair. It's just, and you know what? Good for you. It's the little things in life that make you happy. I don't have any. So
and I'm fine with it. I just didn't know if he would necessarily want all of America to hear that, but too late. So
well, not all of America. I think we're banned in Kansas still. That whole Kansas is the new Florida statement I made was really, we were canceled in Kansas. I don't know if you guys knew that, but I received a tweet that we weren't going to be heard in Kansas anymore. So only one guy.
But you're very popular in South America.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We are huge. I think it was our sloth jokes, Kat. I think that really, you know, made South America feel part of the party. And, oh, one more thing about parties real quick. Any chance, Kat, did you see any of the Democratic Music Awards? Did you see any?
Democratic Music Awards is perfect. I mean, some of it, and then I turned it off. And then
I just
keeping up with the Kardashians because it was less annoying.
I sometimes feel like the Democratic Party is Dr. Evil. Like, whenever they get some momentum, they go and do something like that that just loses all the momentum that they had. Like Dr. Evil always tells Austin Powers the plan and has a ridiculous, you're going to get killed by sharks with laser beams, and all he had to do was shoot him. But they have the elaborate plan that never works, and he always figures his way out. I guess they didn't realize over the last 4 years, we'll call it 5 years, that celebrities don't help getting people to vote. They actually annoy them. And so what did they do? Yeah,
like, it didn't work for Hillary. Like, remember that? Like,
not at all. And the my favorite part was what is it? Devin, you know all things digital and like sound recordings and stuff. When they put that thing on your voice when you sing,
Auto-tune.
The auto-tune. I think it was Puerto Rican singer that came on as he walked through a graffiti infested neighborhood singing auto-tune like it was live, and then what was supposed to be bringing America together. He said, where are my Latinos at? As if no one else was allowed to be there. I was like, you just, guys don't get it. We all want inclusion. We all want to be treated as equals. But what are you doing? Like, anybody who is not, if you're an independent or you're not sure, when you saw what basically that is the Democratic Party they want you to see, that you're going to have a concert, you're going to have a singer come on and push their beliefs, sing a song. Like, I was like, what even Barack Obama is good, and he's probably, like, hands down the best speech guy ever. Even if you don't like him, when he starts talking, it's hard to change the channel on him because he's just – his tone, his cadence, like, that brother can talk. Like, he's just – he's got it. And as much as I love to hear him speak, I was literally going, the NBA playoffs is on. The NBA playoffs is on. I'm so conflicted right now because even though I don't agree with a lot of policy stuff, I love the human being. And I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And I didn't. But I was there. Everything else, it was. I felt like I was watching a car wreck. I just – No, because I'd watch a car wreck because I'm messed up like that.
They don't talk about car wrecks like
that. I thought, sorry, Florida. I thought I was watching drool come out of somebody's mouth as they were talking. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to see where that drool's going. You want to tell them to stop, but you don't know how because the spit's just, you know, it's coming towards you. Like, you're afraid it's going to hit you. Because it was so corny. I guess that's the word. I'm like, Kat, as a libertarian, you're kind of on the fence, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't vote major parties ever. So it's, you know, it's, but it's so corny. And it's just like the overblowing, you know, it's the virtue.
They just don't get it.
And like, yeah, it's like it shouldn't be a music festival.
Like they try to create racism. Like, there was a little girl who was giving a speech and I was like, oh, this is cute. And she's like, I know I don't look like a Greenpeace speaker, an environmental speaker. And I'm like, you do. Yes, you do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even that, there's supposedly racism and environmentalists. Like, the whole point of environmentalists is pretty much anybody with like extremely long hair and organic is can be an environmentalist. It's not really race specific, you know, but like even in a simple thing like talking about the environment, you had to throw a thing like everyone's special and I'm different because I'm a minority talking about the environment. Like that's not the mess. Like, seriously. So everything everyone does, we have to take a moment to thank them for not the work, but their DNA. Like, it's just, that's so time consuming. If I thank Kat and her Polish ancestry for every joke that she makes, we'll be here all day.
All day.
And then if Kat thanks me, she's got to thank like two different groups. You know what I'm saying? Then there's Devin and her background, Catherine when she's around. Then when Cam comes in, you have to recognize Cam and his Italian. Is he Italian?
Italian, yeah.
Yeah, his Italian ancestry, you know, and then it just every story we need to tell there. Like, you got a lot more work to do, Devin, because now every story we need to know the racial identity of the people involved so we can take a moment out and thank them. Like, that's crazy to me. And I'm as a black man, like, I really find it annoying if they're like, Tyrus, good show tonight. Thank you for being black. I'm getting mad after a while. You know what I'm saying? Like, every time Greg talked to me on one of the sketches on the Gutfeld show last week, I put hand sanitizer on and I grabbed a mirror and was like talking myself. It's okay. He's a creep. It's not you. You can get through this. And if they're like, oh, that's a funny joke. Oh, that's so funny, man. Whoo. By the way, thanks for being black. I would just lose it after a while. I mean, that would be crazy. Would you want to be thanked for being white every time you, like, hey, Devin, thanks for getting us all together for this podcast today. Appreciate your whiteness. Like, it's just, it's too much. It's, like, not necessary at all.
Speaking of white people, I mean, is this a white person? I don't know.
I was going
to
say, speaking of,
let us know.
I was going to say, speaking of extremely long hair, since Tyrus was talking about earlier. Yeah.
You won't want to miss what's next right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bizarre Chewbacca revenge taken upon Queensland woman over breakup. Posters offering a prize for the phone caller who has the best Chewbacca roar are in fact an elaborate hoax orchestrated by a salty ex-boyfriend. The posters were peppered throughout Cairns in North Queensland as revenge against his ex after she dumped him. With the promise of a $100 prize for the best imitation of the iconic Star Wars character, the woman's phone became inundated with calls. She started welcoming the calls for their hilarity on the condition people also pull down the poster they've come across. Despite the lighthearted move, the victim, or the mom, the woman who's phone number was plastered all over the place. Yeah. Also said her ex-boyfriend's revenge took an even darker path when he dumped his car, tires removed in the driveway of their house to block her in. But in the end, she says there's hope for the future. Quote, if there's anyone out there that can do the real Chewbacca sound, I might marry you, she said.
Well, that's called turning it around. It backfired on him because I was thinking in my head, she's going to end up dating one of the Chewbacca callers. In all seriousness, that's a gross violation of her privacy. And for every Chewbacca caller, there could have been some other stuff, you know?
I agree. I bet she really regrets breaking up with a guy like that. I bet you she's really about ready to change her mind.
Yeah.
He's a psycho.
Yeah. It was Chewbacca this time, but, you know, who's to say he put a number up, like, whoever beats up this person. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't, where we're all laughing about it, and there's a lot of jokes in there, but the seriousness of it is he gave out her personal information to anyone. He just put it on a billboard. And she's just lucky that, you know, it was people calling up doing Chewbacca calls and stuff, but we have too many people can get away with stuff now. Like, we really need to come up with stricter laws on stuff. Like, one of the things we need to come up with, like, lying. People who lie need to be held more accountable. No, I'm serious. Like, for example, if you guys saw the situation with the GM for the Toronto Raptors, the pushing thing with the cop who said that he shoved him and he couldn't work and he's suing him for all this money. And then the video cam came out and you see it's the sheriff pushing and shoving him and being a complete monster to him. You know, and it's like, and he has a lawsuit, and there's going to be a counter lawsuit. His lawsuit, of course, will be, he's going to be thrown out. But he just got away with lying and trying to ruin that man's reputation. Like, people who lie and make false accusations and put people's personal business on Twitter and attack them and do these malicious things to people because they feel wrong, and there's no real consequences for them. Like, this guy put her stuff out, and even though nothing bad happened yet, because her number's still out there floating around, what if someone did, one of those calls did, they called her up and they said they were going to do things to her sexually, they're going to attack her, they're going to find her, all these things, and this guy's just walking around. I mean,
would be a proper punishment for this Chewbacca man, guys? Like, what would he...
Well, he's going to be single forever now, probably, so that's probably... He probably, you know, took care of that himself. Sometimes you do take care of that yourself. I'm not going to be like, no one's going to be like, oh, wow, yeah, you're the guy who some girl decided you weren't for him, and then you published her phone number everywhere? Yes, awesome. Definitely I'll meet you for a drink.
Right. You know, the other thing of it is obviously she should change her phone number.
He went from being single now to single forever.
I think with things like that, there should be a national database for guys who do things like that and gals to where their picture and their phone number is put out there. And people, just like when you go online and you go on Tinder, you can check the creep box and their photo and stuff is on there, because these are the people that are doing stuff like that. There needs to be a warning sign for something. Or, like, if he has to spend the afternoon in jail and pay a huge fine, Like, I think that would be good too. Like, there needs to be something. Of course, now with everyone defunding the police department, like, whatever. But it's really an invasion of your privacy when a stranger calls you up and you find out it's somebody you used to care about is giving your phone number out with malicious intent. Yeah, he's hoping that you just get really annoyed because you broke up with him. Obviously, she left you because you had a maturity issue, I'm assuming. And then you took the wheels off your car and left it in the driveway so she couldn't get out.
Yeah.
What are you, four? Like, that is the essence of your manhood, that you are a child who throws temper tantrums when you don't get your way. Like, he needs his kick. He needs his number put out there, and, you know, it should be vice versa. But she could have done all that, and she didn't. She was an adult about it. She turned it around. She made it a joke, and, you know, apparently she's going to go on a date with a guy who can do a Chewbacca yell, which I guess is a skill set.
It's not a skill.
I kind of put it up there with lip syncing. I'm not sure.
I've got a great next story for you guys. This one is like a dream come true for me personally. So I'll just tell you guys about it. Residents of a Swiss town got a bit of a shock when it started snowing particles of a fine cocoa powder after the ventilation system at a chocolate factory malfunctioned. The Lindt and Sprengeli company, probably said that wrong, sorry, confirmed local reports that there was a minor defect in the cooling ventilation for a line for roasted cocoa nibs in its factory in Olten between Zurich and Basel. The nibs, fragments of crushed cocoa beans, are the basis of the chocolate. Combined with strong winds on Friday morning, the powder spread around the immediate vicinity of the factory, leaving a fine cocoa dusting. The company says one car was lightly coated and it has offered to pay for any cleaning needed, but hasn't been taken up on the offer yet. So this is like my dream, to be raining chocolate.
You want to be in a cloud of chocolate, basically. You know what?
Could that kill dogs? What if a small dog ate that snow?
You know what? Is that true, though?
It's really cocoa powder, yeah. So it's like, because Carl ate a bunch of cake, we had to take him to the ER because the cocoa powder in the cake is dangerous. It's like milk chocolate, it's not as big of a deal. But it especially, and this was when he was this even smaller puppy. So it's like, if it's a small dog, and because it can like truly, it's like cocaine, like it can mess up their heart and like their stomach. And Cam literally stuck his finger down his throat, made him puke. We still had to go to the ER and he still had diarrhea for like 3 days. So yeah, it's true.
Well, there you go, Devin.
That just ruined my whole tragedy. I know.
You just kill dogs everywhere.
I didn't think
you
about
are
the dogs.
A mass dog to killer.
Put puppies, small puppies' lives at risk. And ones with weakened vascular systems.
I feel like I keep striking out. I keep striking out on these stories with you guys. I feel like I can't do any right.
You use your influence to push your story to the front of the line, and lo and behold, you're a dog murderer now. You're a serial chocolate cloud spreader. Like, thank you, Kat. You know what? This is why, when it comes to investigative reporting, I really, Kat plays second fiddle to no one. Just in her bag, to where you thought it was Willy Wonka and the chocolate factory. You know what I'm saying? Like a happy thing. But even in Willy Wonka, what happened to the kid that was hanging out by the chocolate pool? Where did he end up? In the plumbing. You know, the little girl that ate the blueberry, she ended up being a blueberry. Even in the remake, you know, they just rolled her out, you know? Like, candy's dangerous. It just doesn't cause cavities. It kills dogs or ruins Kat's weekend because she's cleaning up dog throw up and diarrhea because somebody wanted to put cocoa in a cake.
Curious.
How did he get the cake?
Oh, we were on the roof. We were both kind of stressed out. We're like, let's go on the, like, we have a community, like a communal outdoor space. We're like, we'll go, we'll bring Carl. And we went, whatever, it was fine. And then he was just like ahead of us, whatever. We heard eating noises. Someone had left an entire chocolate cake just like sitting under the table that we didn't see.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So it was kind of like a cloud. Same situation. You didn't see it.
Yep.
Till it was on you. Any chance, Devin, you spent any time on her communal roof with your chocolate cake and you left it out?
Don't try to put that on me. Like, I
setting dog enjoy traps. That.
Absolutely not. I literally said,
I mean, I don't want to have to roll the tape back, but you literally, like, I love this story. I love this story so much. I can't wait for this story.
Yeah,
and you didn't bother to investigate.
I'm sorry.
Realize that you are killing dogs. You're killing dogs, Devin.
I should have an apology corner every week where I just apologize because I'm sorry. I picked the wrong story.
Only if it's sincere. Like, we really have to believe you. And Kat's not as forgiving as I am. So, you know, it's she's the one you got to – she's the real journalist. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's the one you got to convince here. I would like to chalk it up as an honest mistake. I do think things run downhill. So I would like to blame this on Catherine. I feel like you work hard, you know, Kat gets the stories, you get them, you're trying to read and proofread. I think the least Catherine can do is let you know, hey, before we run this story about Cocoa Puff clouds, FYI, it kills dogs.
Yeah, I would have appreciated that information prior.
You know, and she's already jumped off because apparently...
Ashamed. She's ashamed.
She jumped off early. I've noticed a trend. I keep it on the box on Zoom so I can tell who's paying attention or not. So I wear my glasses so I can see when someone's rolling their eyes, Devin. And Catherine just logs out immediately. As soon as you say, here we go, guys, she logs out. Like, she's gone. So she can't even defend herself right now. Plus, she's not allowed to defend herself because she hasn't got the Devin license to talk on Tyrus and Tiff podcast award yet. So
it's a privilege. It's a privilege.
And this isn't the way to get it. You know?
I might get my rights revoked. I mean, I might not be able to.
No, Kat and I had a meeting, and we both decided, like, no matter what, Devin's got to read the stories because then that means we have to. And Kat likes doing it sometimes when she's not stacked with research for her other serious news shows. But there's days when she's swamped and we're still waiting on our assistant. Kat, any leads ever since we lost our bartender?
Chad Griffin.
Was Todd Griffin?
Chad Griffin.
Chad Griffin. He had one job though, you know?
Yeah. And now we need an assistant. We need to get like, oh, you know what? Can I ask a question to the group? So Dr. Drew and I, we do this little thing on Wednesdays, right? And we decide to open it up for callers. And being it's COVID and it's hard to get work, you know, people to do stuff. Dr. Drew's lovely wife was running the switchboard.
Yeah.
And which means you can't filter any of the calls. So some of the calls were awesome, but Dr. Drew and Kat has a real personal relationship with him, can attest that Drew takes everything very seriously.
Yes.
You know, like, and some of the questions were not serious questions. So I said, you handle all the science questions, I'll handle the and I had to tell him, like, this is a one. I got this one. And one was so bad. It's just, so, you know those old, mean old racist people from, like, the 50s who, like, have just, like, the worst outlook on life? And this lady called, and Kat, if you would have been there, you would have died. It sounded like the sweetest old lady ever. And she's like, yes, Dr. Drew and Tyrus, I was wondering, I have to wash my vegetables with Clorox so I can eat them because I heard in my grocery store homosexuals were having unprotected sex and touching my vegetables. So do I need to use Clorox?
This grocery store is fun.
Dr. Drew was like, hang up. I was like, no, I will handle this. And I was like, my answer is maybe. And I said, I shop at my grocery store, and I'm pretty sure my grocery clerks or produce professionals have an active sex life. And I've never had to wash my vegetables with Clorox for a couple of reasons. One, I don't think the taste would be phenomenal. And two, I think soap and water does fine, regardless of the sexual practices of your grocery store clerk, whether they be straight, homosexual, or whatever. I think it's same across the board. So I think you're good. Unless, of course, you like the taste of Clorox on your vegetables, then I guess you're old enough to know what's right or wrong. But I think Clorox is poisonous, just putting that out there. And I was like, you know what? After I was very proud of myself for answering that question, I was like, why isn't Tyrus and Tim taking phone calls? I think
I would love to
take the missing ingredient, because we can now start. I proved that was the worst question that someone could probably ask.
And you handled it. I handled it. You're not canceled.
And imagine if Kat was there, she would have jumped in and been like, nary a time have I ever washed my vegetables with Clorox. Mm-hmm. And I, too, think that my produce professional has an active sex life. So we're okay. Devin, can we get callers?
I'm going to have to run it up the chain, see what Jason says.
All right, Jason, I know you're creeping somewhere watching.
Ty Benson gets them.
Oh, does he? Well, there you go. Investigative reporter Kat Timpf, nothing gets by her. She didn't even look up. Did you see that? She did a no-look reporting. She did not look up. She's in the zone right now. I'm hoping that Fox got my letter about Kat mediating the presidential debate. I think that's what America needs to happen. And because she won't even be looking up. She'll be literally at her phone going, Biden, your record on criminals, going back on the criminals in the United States, answer. She isn't even going to look up, you know?
That's true.
Fact check.
I can get Candy Crush while I do it.
Yeah, literally, yeah. So, and she could do it from her apartment, you know? So I think we have – so that's a maybe then, basically, on callers?
It's a maybe, yeah. It's a maybe.
Would you be interested in doing that?
Would I be interested in doing that? I'd love to hear what our listeners have to say. I mean, I love it when they give us comments and they leave reviews on our podcast. I learned that correction. I always like to be correct here. A couple episodes back, I think we were talking about chives and green onions. And I was told I was wrong. Awkward. That it was awkward.
What?
I was wrong. So I'm here to tell you guys that green onions chopped up are just chopped up green onions. They are not chives. So
I
learned something new too. So I always appreciate the feedback.
Chopped up green onions are scallions.
Yes, maybe. I don't want to say yes because I might be wrong.
She did another no look reporting.
Kat is just so talented.
She did it. Kat is so bored with us right now. She's like, do you have something I can challenge me?
I have a dog literally crawling on me.
Yeah.
Carl's on Kat's shoulder right now, and it's very cute. Right.
Like a little
hair. You know, what did we learn?
I was going to say, besides, what did you guys learn today?
Well, we learned that it's actually scallions. Thank you so much, Kat.
I also learned that I'm a monster, apparently.
Your dreams are.
My dreams are monstrous.
Your dreams are laced with monsterism, so work on that. Cam sings orgasmically in the shower, really likes to wash his hair. He's very proud of his hair. And that's okay. That's okay. Enjoy it while you got it, bro.
I learned about ladies' luncheons. I learned that you can just go out to your girls and get super f***ed up in the middle of the day. And as long as you call it a luncheon, it's classy.
Yeah. Well, no. And you have to wear like a special hat.
I'm going to order one on Amazon as soon as this is over.
Yeah, and it's got to be theme-based.
Can we do a ladies' luncheon plus Tyrus next week, and we can all wear hats? I mean, Tyrus, I know you always wear a hat.
It has to be a bow, and the hats have to be coordinated. Yeah, we could do it.
Okay, we'll discuss.
We could do a ladies, Tyrus ladies' luncheon call-in podcast.
Maybe.
But don't you have to drink?
Kat, I've been drinking on this podcast for 4 years now, so I just assumed everybody else was.
Maybe I'll get some White Claw.
Would you think that was a coffee cup, the mug I have sipping on every time?
That's like, true.
I just assumed everybody else was. I mean, we literally had a bartender, Kat.
Yeah, that's true. I just didn't know we kept drinking after.
It was like one of those things we didn't talk. I mean, obviously, I need to rethink some things, but I just assumed in lieu of pay that we could drink.
Right, because we're not technically on the job.
No. So, you know, I mean, you could literally be vaping this whole time. I just assumed
you didn't want to.
So we've learned a lot today. We got a lot to think about. But, let's work on that. Let's get ladies' luncheon with Tyrus and hats. And then we'll post some pictures and put them online, and maybe we'll get a call or two.
Yeah, we just don't want to make you feel left out is really our goal. Yeah,
I'll be fine. Just as long as our policy is no question is too stupid for Tyrus and Tim.
I agree.
So we're not afraid. We will not be bullied. And we don't have a budget for screening. So let's do this.
I agree.
Yeah, I think this will be fun.
More the homophobic, germophobic. That's a combination. Yeah,
that's rare. You don't get that often. With a little old lady's voice. Like, I thought it was going to be something sweet. Like,
if my vets have gay germs on them, Doc.
What? Yes, very Warren-ish. I'm still mad that Warren's not the VP because I felt like that would have been a whole game changer for Kat. She probably would have got a special.
I can't do a Kamala impression.
No, you can't. You will not.
I know.
I'm offended you even brought it up. Now everyone thank me for my blackness. Do it. I'm waiting. Right. I'm not ending the show until I get thanked for it. Seriously. Somebody do it. Carl. Carl, just thank me. Thank you, my brother. All right. For more podcasts like this, you can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. I'm Tyrus, Devin, Tim. Thank you guys for being white. This has been Tyrus and Tim. Enough said, maybe.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.